My book is The Prisoner of Cell 25, with the main character being Michael Vay, and this book is by Richard Paul Evans. The main message to me in this book is to have courage and to stay loyal to your family and friends, which is what Michael Vay did throughout this book. A reason why it takes courage is because he went to rescue his mother, who was kidnapped, and rescue his mother and friends. In this book, Michael goes from living a normal life with a little bit of twist to living a very hectic and crazy life. Michael was born with very strange powers, some might say. He was given the ability to shock people and things and has a lot of electricity stored in him. Although this may be useful sometimes, it is also very dangerous and important, and people are very curious about it. That's why his mom was kidnapped, to learn more about his powers. Michael shows in many ways that he is a hero throughout this book, but the main reasons he is a hero is because when his mom was kidnapped, he tried to save her by using his powers, but then later realized that the whole thing was a trick. Michael was very confused where and what happened to his mom. A while later, his best friend Taylor, who happened to be born on the same day and time as Michael, and so later on, he figured out so were 17 people. Except Taylor had different powers than Michael. Taylor had powers to read minds and reboot them, some might say. She was kidnapped also by the same people, Michael thinks. Earlier on in the year, Michael and Taylor were both told about this place, Elgin Academy, that people had wanted them to go visit. That's where he thinks Taylor and his mom both ended up going. Michael was destined to find his mom and friends. Michael then went on a road trip to California with his best friend Austin, who had been his mentor and best friend and helped him a lot throughout this. He used his emergency money and ended up at Elgin Academy, where he also was kidnapped while trying to save his family and friends. When Michael then meets Dr. Hatch, the mastermind, like the evil dude behind all this, who was in trouble and who was behind all this. He meets him and is told, like, he was gonna live a life there. He was told by Nichelle, who is an enemy to Michael. Michael got many things, many good things there. And so at Taylor, they both thought they were gonna live the dream there, but that was far from how it actually was. Michael was then told, after a few days of living the best life he could ever imagine, sent told he had to go through some tasks to stay loyal to Dr. Hatch. Michael had to shock his friend Wade, who had taken him to California. Michael was not okay with doing that. And then he was told there would be some serious consequences for not doing that. Because Michael did not do that, he was brought to Cell 25, which is the book name. He was brought to that cell, which is the scariest and worst cell there, unlike the other cells, which if you do what Dr. Hatch says, you'll get a good cell and get a lot of benefits. What Dr. Hatch does is he tricks your minds into thinking you did something very bad in your life when he really makes you do it. So they don't know he's the bad guy. Michael then came up with a genius plan to escape and let loose all the glows, just what they were called at Elgin Academy. He came up with a plan and broke them all out using the smart intelligence of Austin, his best friend. Later, they go through the whole building, taking out security guards and cameras, trying to escape, while Nichelle and Hatch and more security guards are trying to get rid of them and lock them back up. Later, Hatch then escapes on a helicopter with some glows, which is what they call them, like I said. Escapes his glows, and then Michael and his friends end up finding the mom and nearly escaping. This book really gives a good example and fits your journey. Because throughout this book, Michael showed he was a hero in many ways, being that he had the courage and loyalty to turned down Dr. Hatch and his offer and to go out there and try to save his mom and Taylor, not knowing that it was a trick and all planned. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I believe this is a great example of a hero's journey. This book has a great plot and shows hero's journey really well and what it takes to be a hero and some descriptions and traits it takes to be a hero. Thank you.